All right, welcome to day 39, loving God and loving others. For me, this is one of the most profound scriptures in the Bible and one of those that I use a lot when I talk to people, when I'm ministering to people or when I'm coaching people or I'm consulting in a group. This scripture right here is what Jesus said. This is the greatest commandment. When he talks about the greatest commandment, he's challenged and they're saying, hey, what's the greatest thing that we could do? And when they're asking him this question, they are people of the law. They're people that know up until this point what the important things were to do. And he radically blows them away with his simple yet profound answer. And that's a really great truth, is that simple things can be incredibly profound. And so it's simply this in Matthew 22, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. That the greatest thing that you or I could ever do, he didn't say, you know, hey, everybody learned Greek and Hebrew. Now they spoke that to a degree, but everybody didn't understand all the Old Testament, learn the Torah, learn, you know, give away everything, just sacrifice everything. He could have said a litany of things. He could have given us the next 10. We had the first 10 commandments. Next, he said, this is the commandment, and I'm wrapping it up in this really simple principle called love. Love God and love people. And this is why I think he's starting with God. The Bible says God's a jealous God. He put us here. He wants us. He made us to love us. He made us, you know, we're not like a family. The church is a family if you're in a church. And so when you think about God, I don't believe you can effectively love and lead a life of love without learning from God who is love. God doesn't say he has love or could teach us. He said he embodies, he is love. And you and I, he's saying, listen, start with me. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Listen, I heard it said that it doesn't hurt a candle to light another candle. It doesn't take something away from your candle by lighting somebody else's candle. It doesn't hurt you. It actually helps you. Matter of fact, it's something you were built and designed to do. There are people that you interface with and I interface with. It's our job because the world needs more love. What do you think the world would look like if more people operated on a principle that said, hey, because I love God and I honor God, I'm going to try to lead with love, even in hard situations and even when things are hard. And I'll challenge you with this. I was teaching a premarital class, and it's people getting prepared to do the biggest decision of their life. And we talk about love, and I have a saying in there that you really don't know how much you love a person until you have a reason not to. The depths of love means that it's challenged. The scriptures tell us, you know, that it's God's love that he sent his son to die for us. It says his love covers a multitude of sins. Let me ask you a question. I'm not talking about being doormat. I'm talking about being doctor. But are there things, are there accounts that you're holding against other people? Are there things that you're holding and you've got this little book in your inside and you're like, doom, 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 they don't deserve my love. They don't deserve kindness. They don't. None of us deserve God's love. I think that's part of the essence and the secret in this. That secret sauce is that God's like, listen, you love me, get closer to me. When we think about love, it means that whenever you love something, you get closer to it. You learn more about it. And the more time you spend with a person, somebody who's married or, you know, as your kids, that love grows over time and experience. And so the encouragement today for you is to not just love God like, oh, I just love God, but it's, I spend time with him. Do what you're doing now, doing the 40-day challenge. This is powerful. And I hope you're getting value and you sense that you're kind of building this faith muscle, this spiritual side of you that needs to be built if you want it to grow. And I know that there's been some people in my life who have loved me when I was unlovable or when it would have been easy to just walk out. You know, love and true love like this that we give to people is when everybody else is walking out, you know, we walk in. When other people in our lives maybe could abandon us, God was walking back in. So I want you to take this and think about what does that mean for you and put an action step to it. I want you to put an action step. One is creating a new habit to show up and view life with love, that I lead with love, whether I'm leading with my clients, my bosses, the people that I work for, the people that work for me, the people that I'm with, the people in my own household, that whatever it is, I learn to lead with love. I hope you got something from today. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.